old San Francisco, San Francisco, BC. I lived with my true love and she lived with me. Romance is the douche of the bourgeoisie was the very first thing she imparted to me. We had sarcastic hair, we used some pseudonyms. We got a lot of stares on the street back then. Since her dad, a local barber, had been beaten to death, she had become a vocal martyr in the vegan press. The cops had failed, they couldn't catch a bus. They were looking for a male with a bad haircut and her tumbleweed. Exit love and our affair d'amour was set on self-destruct. She said, you don't make enough to provide for me. I said, what about the stuff that we quote believe? She said, I left that on the sands of history. I found a new man who'd take care of me. He dresses for success and emergency, and he moves a lot of concrete on the QVC. In the midst of the smoke that he made, his name was Mr. Games and he owned the place. It was a lowly bar and grill in the lower Haight. He had a jeweler's hands and a blurry face. He knew I needed a chance, so he gave me a break. If I hire you now, can you start today? I got a high-rise job down by the bay. Just a couple of rocks and some firearms. There's not many locks and just one alarm. My stepson Gene will pick you up and drive. Try to be his friend, he's got a friendly side. Dollhouse lightning and the next thing I knew, we were back at our point of rendezvous. I was in the possession of burglary tools, children's fur coats and diamonds and jewels. Gene was talking about insignificant shit, just like the crooks in the movies when they do that bit. Right there and then, Mr. Games. walked in with my ex true love on his gamey limb. So her dad's killer's dad was her new beau, and the games had a wife. What do you know? She got real, real quiet till we chucked the kid. Then she went her way and